as we kind of draw to the end here, do you have a number like a for listeners tonight, if they say, "Wow, I don't really know what we're collecting," and they go in tomorrow morning and ask their front desk, you know, what is our percentage of collection to production? Do you have a number that should cause them to sit up and say, "Okay, I need to do what Bill says. I need to jump in and take some kind of action"? If they're collecting
Well,
less than
I'll go
X
where we
percentage.
started. I mean, this is dangerous for me because it's a national deal, but here's my point. For the doctors out there that are collecting 80% of what you're producing or less, and there's plenty of you out there, if you haven't looked into this and negotiating and other things like that, you really ought to. It's a rear guard action, but you can take more control. So that's the number, Steve. If you're collecting 80% or less, you should be looking into it. It's nuts not to. Maybe nothing will come of it. Maybe you decide to stay where you are, but to not look into it, you could be unnecessarily hemorrhaging money, don't even know it.
And on a million-dollar practice, if you take 80% to 85, that's substantial money. I mean, that's
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
It's a
that's
big
serious
deal.
dollars. And same number of
It's a big.
patients.
But
Yeah,
most
really
doctors
same
think, well,
everything.
I'll just work harder, like, you know, the guy in the jungle, you know, Sven. Just I'll keep outrunning and outgunning the discounts. So most of my clients, by the way, have a mix of PPOs, just like we talk about. And we get this nicely tuned mix, and they work on other things, and they have a sweet zone of profitability. And so they have activity, which doctors crave, and profitability. So the 80% is a good number, Steve.
Okay. So if you if there's sort of one overarching thing, takeaway that doctors listening tonight would sit up and, you know, lay awake tonight and think about before they go into the office tomorrow morning, what is it you would want them to take away from our conversation tonight?
Well, again, we'll come full circle. You have more power than you think. Don't just keep taking the write-offs. Look into it. You know, check into this. If you haven't gathered up the PPOs, a lot of doctors don't even know which PPOs they are. Take an inventory of the ones you're with. Just ask the front desk, which companies are we taking write-offs on, and work with our software to find out how many patients we have in each company. And have we tried to negotiate with any of these? Have we checked out any of these negotiation companies? Or we want to talk to Rossi or someone about how to negotiate. My takeaway message is the first thing I started with. You have more power than you think. Don't just keep taking it. Start closing the collection and production gap. The last 10 years, everyone's widened it. Let's go the other way, guys and gals. Let's go the other way.
Fantastic. That is awesome advice. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, how would they do that? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
If you Google my name, we still come. Advanced Practice Management is my website. There's tons of stuff on PPO things in there and articles I've written for you guys and all that other stuff. Or just call me, and that's usually best. Just call me, Bill Rossi at Advanced Practice Management, 952-921-3360. 952-921-3360. What happens is my old man used to say, if you want to get something done, give it to a busy guy. So if someone calls me, there's no pressure. We set up a 20-minute consult. And if I think I can be of any good, I'll let you know what if it's a match, I'll let you know. But you can find out in 20 minutes more about this sort of thing as pertains to your office. So there's no sales pressure or hype if you're exploring this issue.
Bill, I think this is a perfect topic for every dentist out there. As you know, as dentistry changes, this is something that, you know, number one, they don't teach in dental school, but number two, a thing that I think just can slip away from you over the years as a dentist. It's, you know, especially in the last decade, it's just you're working harder for exactly the same amount of money or less, and you know, I think you're right on. The message is now it's time to take control of that. So
I hope so.
really, really appreciate that. Well, good.
Okay. Well, hey, Steve, it's been a pleasure.
It's been it likewise, and we really appreciate you coming on. And for all our listeners, again, don't hesitate to call Bill. And I think your 20-minute I think they can sign up for a 20-minute session on your website too. Is that right?
No, I handle my own calendar. I'd kill anyone if they ran me around like I do. So, no, just call, and if you call my office, we'll get a time to talk. It's just much more efficient to talk than email. I can quickly vector in on what your situation is.
Okay.
So give me 20 minutes and I'll give you 20 minutes.
Great. And for any of our listeners, if you don't have a good bead on your PPO participation, your reimbursements, it would be 20 minutes well spent. So with that, I'd like to thank Bill again for a great evening, great hour, and thank our listeners for tuning in. And again, this is Steve Parker in our Driving Dentist series. We appreciate your time and your listening, and look forward to talking to you again next month. So with that, thanks everybody for tuning in, and until then.